From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now in hour number two. Stuart Rhodes from Montana will be joining us coming up in the next segment to get into the anti-gun attacks and the whole police state move that is now openly expanding. The media trying to spin their giant arms build up enough bullets for 30 plus years. That is all coming up. But I've been mentioning this Greenspan clip. It's almost 10 minutes long, but here's just a few minutes of it. He's saying, you know, the economy doesn't matter, only the stock market, which is inflated by dollars that are devalued. And he just says a whole bunch of stuff. So let's play part of this clip right now. Here it is.
A wholly unsustainable type of economic series of events that are playing out there. I know everyone thinks it's going to be easy to bring the deficit down, but we have picked all the low-hanging fruit. And the low-hanging fruit is gone.
Right.
And the result of this is that to get...
Again, folks, this is the guy that said watch out about irrational exuberance right after he was the one that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. This is the guy who helped engineer with Clinton, and the Republicans were involved as well, bipartisan, allowing the globalists to create all these derivatives. And then instead of letting them all go under, sign us onto it. And then this bastard sits there. I mean, he's a bastard, man. In fact, bastards are nice people. That's not even a strong enough word. Cockroaches have a job. This demon, this Emperor Palpatine, who helped engineer what we're going into to destroy our wealth on record and to sign us onto it, lecturing us about how we've gotten rid of all the low-hanging fruit. You've done everything you can to hold this economy under. You've done everything you can, New World Order. Putting poison in our food and water to dumb us down. Shutting down our economy. Deindustrializing our country. Shipping the jobs overseas. Oh, we're back up on Drudge Report right now? Oh, man. I'm glad Drudge is carrying that. Let me guess. I couldn't hardly read it. Is he showing the government saying there's no bullets? Or that I'm a weirdo? And, I mean, just go back to drudgereport.com. So I can see, what's the link above it? What's his reason? Oh, yeah. Gun dealers report shortages of ammunition. Yeah. We were trying to buy more 223 to do a gun shoot and shoot Tracer. You just can't get it. Can't get it online. I couldn't. It's just driving me insane. Barrett 50 cals were $5,000 a year ago. They're like $15,000 right now. Yeah. By the way, they jumped $3,000 after I said that last week, so I better shut up. The point is that, well, people know there's a rush on these. All right, in fact, I meant to cover that bullet stuff. Will you print me the new article about the bullet shortages? In fact, I was going to cover that with Stuart Rhodes, so that's a perfect reason. I mean, if it's on Drudge, it better remind me to get to covering that. In fact, where's my stack? Oh, here it is. Here's my stack of bullet news. Something's got to be a national story now for me to remember to cover it. I do all this preparation. You guys watch me every day, like 20 stacks, and then cover like 3 stacks. We're going to come back. I'll hit some of the news headlines, which you know what that means. And then we'll get to Stuart Rhodes and the rest of it. And I've got CNN and a new demonization campaign that really illustrates how pathetic they are. But let's go out to break with Greenspan. Let's go back to Turd Stan. Here it is.
The budget deficit down is going to require some very unpopular actions.
Oh.
And, I just
massive new taxes, cutting the welfare. Think of it, all the farm bankers, right?
Generation is now only beginning to retire, and yep. we're getting a shift from highly productive baby boomers,
which the globalists said 30 years ago they planned
the economy
to jump ship
to retirement.
See, they talk to us like we're 5 years old. Don't know this was all planned.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, back it up to the beginning of that.
Fully understood.
Don't want to play this clip.
Deal.
Yeah. Back it up to 505 in the clip. I'm gonna play that whole clip because the whole interview, when that guy comes out, he's telling you what's about to happen. And he's like, oh, we're in deep trouble. There's nothing we can do. We're an old country. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you've helped screw us everywhere you could, globalist. Move to China is what you've done.
It's no.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday. It is, of course, my friends, a worldwide broadcast, and I want to thank you all for joining us on this 17th day of February 2013. Now, I was going to cover this already today. Fox News has the headline carrying the Associated Press, "Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets?" And it says, "Online rumors about big government munitions purchases are true." Sort of. And it goes on to say, "Homeland Security Department is buying and has bought 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, roughly the equivalent of 5 bullets for every person in the United States. Published federal notices about the ammo buy have agitated conspiracy theorists since the fall." They're buying thousands of armored vehicles, 1.6 billion bullets, more than 15 times any amount of bullets they've ever bought in a single year. Urban warfare drills, TSA checkpoints in the town where I live. And I'm a conspiracy theorist. I started seeing YouTube videos a few years ago where people would complain to the TSA groping them and videotape it. And go, "I don't like you touching my genitals. I don't like the..." They go, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist." So if you go into a hamburger place and say, "I want a strawberry shake." They go, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist." You go, "Well, what do you mean?" "Well, you have a view. It's chocolate or vanilla." Do you see what I'm saying? Now simply going, "Man, why are they dressing in black uniforms and running checkpoints and buying 1.6 billion bullets and armored vehicles? And why were there urban warfare drills in our town? And, you know, why are they running checkpoints on the highways? And why are they putting people on no-fly list? And, you know, why are they saying in 14, 15 states now?" Again, that number 14. They are California, Missouri, Washington State, New York, you name it, introducing bills to all-out ban semi-autos and make you turn them in. We wrote articles about that on Friday. We'll show some on screen for radio listeners. If you're not a radio listener, just type into the search engine, "Missouri moves to ban all semi-autos. Washington State moves to ban all semi-autos." I've got a clip of a police chief in California at a press conference saying, quote, "A gun is not a defensive weapon. You shouldn't be able to have one." I mean, this is the type of bonkers stuff that's going on. And their response is, "It isn't happening." Guys, will you punch up Drudge Report for TV viewers? I want to show people something. Here's Drudge Report, relinking right now at InfoWars.com, but right above it, "Gun dealers report shortages of ammunition." Now, do you remember the last few years? Oh, nobody wants your guns. You're a conspiracy theorist. Nobody wants your guns. Nobody. Nobody. And we're like, but Obama, as a state senator, said ban them all. The UN treaty says ban them. Daschle wanted to ban them. The current vice president, when he was a senator, introduced the first legislation to physically turn them in. Why, here's a clip of Dianne Feinstein saying, we will make you turn in your guns if we can get the votes. I mean, that's a clip. I've played it probably 15 times. I'll play it again if you want. In fact, you cue up Feinstein in a minute. Thank you. Feinstein, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them in. And they go, no, you didn't hear that. Look, you guys don't control reality anymore is the message here. You don't control reality anymore. We know you want our guns. Every city you're in control of, you've taken them all. New York, Chicago, you name it. Stop playing games. You've taken them from 40-something countries the last few decades. So stop. Yeah, there it is. Missouri Democrats call for gun confiscation. The denial is over. Government is coming for your guns. Then it's got the House Bill 545, and it says how you'll turn them in, how they'll, I mean, you know, and there's like at least 14 states that have got gun confiscation in them. It's not even making the news hardly, so it's crazy. I want to bring Stuart Rhodes, Yale graduate, with honors and a constitutional lawyer, worked for Congressman Ron Paul on the Hill, also an Army paratrooper, retired from the Army when he got injured, great patriot, founder of Oath Keepers. He joined us. We're about to go to break in about 4 minutes, but you know, you've heard my breakdown here. I wanted to get you on about more than a dozen states introducing legislation where all semi-auto is turned in, from a .22 up to a handgun. And now the urban warfare drills everywhere unannounced with police, with role players saying, I'm an American, I need food. So there's no doubt what this is for. The Army manual say it's for citizens. Stuart, and then meanwhile they have AP run in hundreds of publications saying, I'm crazy and discredited. Yeah, they're getting the bullets, but I shouldn't be upset. I mean, I don't think their propaganda is working anymore, Stuart. The military, the police I talk to, who the system is, you know, wants to follow orders, is more awake than the general public. What is your basic analysis of what I've just broken down, Stuart Rhodes?
Well, yes, it's becoming very obvious to almost anybody with the eyes. And so I'm actually in Reno right now at a huge gun show here in Reno, and everybody I talk to is more than aware of what's going on, and they see the big picture. And that's why there was, you know, lines around the block to get in and massive lines to buy ammunition. They're buying up everything they possibly can. And they're not just buying it because they think it might be banned. They're buying it because they think they might have to use it pretty soon. And so they really, almost every gunner I spoke to is very concerned that this is for all the marbles and we're heading for a civil war. And they're looking not just at the gun control legislation coming across at federal and state levels, but also, as you said, the pattern of DHS arming up and gearing up, you know, buying 7,000 assault rifles for them, and they say it's for self-defense, but while saying they're not useful for self-defense for us. And so they see this. They see the hypocrisy. And frankly, this is an overstep on the part of the elite. They are really just kind of going from broke. Either they don't care what we think, or they underestimate the awareness of the average American. And so I think it's, you know, frankly, it's a gift. It's waking up more Americans than ever before. And I was just in Albany for the big New York rally there of gun owners. About 3,000 gun owners got together, and they all chanted, "We will not comply."
Thank you for reminding me why I got you on, why we called you 3 days ago to get you on Sunday. There is a rebellion. Guys, get the Albany video. It's 5 minutes long already. I'm going to play that. There's just not enough time in the day. For those that don't know, gun shops, gun publications, they're saying, line in the sand, we're not turning it in. They're arresting vets and putting them in jail for clips over 10 mag. The line in the sand, like the Alamo, has been drawn. I got to commend folks in New York. They're actually going public with their names saying 1776. You were just there. What is the spirit on the ground?
Exactly that. We led them in a oath renewal ceremony, and I read them parts of our pledge that we will not disarm. And quite a few of them are agreeing with that. In fact, I would say all 3,000 of the gun owners there agree with the stand that they're just simply not going to comply. They're not going to register themselves or their weapons. They're not going to turn anything in. They're just going to totally nullify and refuse. And we had a current serving sheriff Sheriff of Fulton County, Tom Lurie, got up and said, my county, he says, my county is a Malama Bay County. It's a come and take it county. That's what we encourage all of them to do is, you know, is your county a come and take it county or is it a bend over and take it county is what I challenged the audience. And a lot of them shouted back, it's a come and take it county. And so they're very focused on resistance. They're not going to comply. And so what Cuomo has done is lit the match of a possible civil war within New York, not even national, just right there in New York State.
And they're going to brand us terrorists, but it's not going to work. I mean, these globalist collectivists think this is the Soviet Union, and they're just going to do this. They don't understand. All they've done is confirmed everything we said, Stuart. My God, as you said, it is a gift. These tyrants just do not get it, do they?
No, they don't, unless they really want a civil war, you know. So it's hard to say.
Yeah, they do want a civil war. They don't care how many cops get killed. I got a different idea. Stay with us. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is a news-intense Sunday broadcast. I'm taking calls today. I will tomorrow on the weekday show, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. You can find a list of stations and audio links and podcasts, the rest of it, InfoWars.com. CNBC linked up at DrudgeReport.com. Gun dealers report shortages of ammunition. I can confirm that I pretty much got a shop online and paid double to triple premiums for ammo that I need. And I've been stocking up as well. But, I mean, mainline calibers are sold out. Strange calibers are sold out. It's become amazing. And it's not just the government buying $1.7 billion. They're saying $1.6. That's old numbers. It's over $1.7 billion now, the last 14 months, fiscal year, last year, and part of the year before. It is government buying it, driving up prices in 40 cal, 308, you know, NATO, 223. But it's everything now. I mean, you can hardly buy bricks of 22 ammo that I always had as a kid because it was cheap and, you know, my dad would buy it for me. I mean, it's all gone. If you want something, you're going to pay double at least. And everybody I talk to just says, we have a tyrannical government. We know the government's tyrannical. We know it's the Federal Reserve. We know they want to implode us like Europe. I mean, for those that are informed, they really get it. Now, those that aren't informed are even more delusional and more mindless. But later, Stuart, I've got a CNN clip I'm going to play. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, with us, who was just up in New York where the rebellion is really forming. And, well, I'll get to that story later. The point is that I talk to people. They're not going along with this. For those that don't know, New Yorkers are saying we're not turning them in, and they're not. They passed laws now where over a 10-round mag is a felony, and they're pulling people over to checkpoints and taking them to jail for it. And Cuomo just yelling and screaming, you know, blaming gun owners for any problems. It's quite a spectacle, and I think their actions now, actually coming for all semi-autos and now saying they want to ban even more, I think it's the shot heard around the world, Stuart Rhodes.
Yeah, it potentially is. And the big concern we have is that they may trigger an economic collapse and then blame the gun owners for the collapse because, you know, the stock market is right there in New York. So that could be what's up their sleeve is to use it as cover for the economic collapse.
Who developed that theory? Because that's actually one I've said, that they want to get a civil war going before they fully collapse things to blame the civil war for the collapse.
Right. And blame gun owners in particular, and blame us veterans.
Did you develop that idea? Because I think that's spot on.
Well, that's what my board thinks. So my guys on my board were talking about it, and that's what we think, you know, so we would do if we were them. So we're, you know, putting ourselves in the posture of the enemy. The best way to have political cover for demonizing gun owners is to blame them for an economic collapse. And then during the collapse, you can crack down on them. And you can say, it's all their fault. It's all their fault. The reason why the food trucks can't get through is because of these extremists who refuse to let them through and are fighting back, you know, turn them in. So that's our big concern. That's what we're really focused on, talking to the police and military about that scenario. So we you know, like you've been talking about before, when you expose it, then you inoculate them against it. And one of the photos I just sent you guys is a bunch of cops from New York City, NYPD, who are Oath Keepers. They came to the rally, and they have the same mindset even in New York City, right at the heart of the beast. They're not going to comply. They're not going to enforce it. And they're arming up, too. And they know, you know, everybody around them is starting to buy weapons. And this is inside New York City itself.
Well, we'll pull up that photo from Oath Keepers. Very, very exciting. We'll put it on TV for viewers. Also get it up on InfoWars.com. I've been asking a lot of questions here, and I have a lot more I want to get to in some video clips and audio clips, too. But what else is front and center in your scope right now?
Well, we're encouraging people to focus on their counties, and we're going to call it the Malama Bay County Project. And between now and April 19th, let's do a sprint, because things might kick off in April or May, whether it's an economic collapse or whether it's gun control that sparks a civil war. And so we're saying, look, by April 19th in your county, find out who's on what side. Your sheriff, your chief of police, your county commissioners, are they patriots or redcoats? Give them that deadline and tell them they have to make a public declaration on the side of the Constitution to be considered a patriot. If not, they'll be branded a redcoat. And so the focus is on what's going on in our own counties. And we want to see every gun owner and every veteran stand up shoulder to shoulder and pledge that they will not disarm, they will not comply, and then turn to their elected officials and say, we have decided where we are. We want to know where you are now. That's our focus, is on the counties.
Well, last count I saw, it's well over 100 sheriffs that have said, we're not going to take the guns. What's the point of disarming law-abiding citizens? The FBI's own crime statistics that they don't publicize. 49% drop in violent crime since 1991 because of gun ownership accelerating. I mean, they're in an all-out assault against guns because the gun culture is the beachhead on which we were going to rebuild the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution, just as our country was founded when they tried to take the guns. It was being refounded in that. Do you concur with that analysis?
Absolutely. I mean, we're in the same long train of abuses pattern that the founders were in, and history is repeating itself. It was the final attempt to disarm them that compelled them to fight. But as I reminded the folks at the Albany rally, on April 19, 1775, they were not just going for guns, they were also going for people. They were going for Sam Adams and John Hancock as the leaders of the resistance, and they were not going to get a jury trial. They'd be taken off to a military brig ship in Boston Harbor and left to rot. And the modern parallel, of course, is the NDAA. And that's why with Oath Keepers, that's why our first three orders we will not obey is, number one, we will not disarm the American people. Number two, we will not use warrantless searches against the American people. And number three, we will not detain them as unlawful combatants. Those three go together in seamless harmony.
Well, that's another question. Many have said that they wouldn't kill myself or you or Ron Paul because they don't want to trigger a response. But what if the time comes when they want to trigger the response? They could use us as the canary in the coal mine. What's your mindset on what the response to that would be?
Hard to say. And this is the problem. This is very much like a parallel to April 19th. Any one of these things could be trigger events. You know, the detention of Brandon Robb, the Marine veteran, for mental health detention could have been a trigger event. And, of course, the new law that Cuomo just crammed down the throats of New Yorkers contains a provision that would allow...
That's a mega trigger. When they try, because they bragged, as you know, it's in the State House video, good, we'll arrest you gun owners. That's going to... Because the gun grabbers are so Soviet, so arrogant, so hateful, they're just begging for it. They're begging for it.
Well, there's a provision in there that allows the police to take someone's guns if they have reasonable suspicion that this person may be mentally unstable. So your average, just, you know, delegated down, not just a psychiatrist can do it, they can do that too, but even your average beat cop, you look at you and go, well, I see that Alex Jones bumper sticker, that Ron Paul bumper sticker, I think this guy could be mentally unstable. And there you go, they take away your guns. And so when they start doing that to veterans and gun owners in New York, any one of those could be a flashpoint.
And by the way, the globalists know this. Anywhere they don't want a civil war, they know to be nice to people when they take over. They want to win hearts and minds. Everything they're doing is designed to get us to revolt. And I want to ask you when we come back, why is that? Why do the people in their ivory towers want a civil war with 160 million armed people? I mean, what is the game plan there? Because they're not going to win it unless we understand they're globalists. Who don't care if Obama gets thrown out, the crisis will implode things, they can buy it up. I want to tell the bankers, you're not going to get away with that. We know who did this.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
90% of war is info war. We use the truth. The globalists lose lies and deceit. Here is Dianne Feinstein, the senator, on what she plans to do with your guns.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
Okay, but they don't want our guns. More than 14 states introduced bills to make you turn your guns in. And it looks like they've got the votes in multiple states, and they're going to start coming after and arresting gun owners. And a percentage are going to resist, and that will mean coffin nails to both groups, citizens and the police. Police, if they ordered you to go arrest Jews like Nazi Germany and take them to camps, would you do it? If they ordered you to put black people behind plows again, would you do it? This is unconstitutional. They can't pass a law putting our military under the UN, even though they've done it, by executive fiat. They can't pass a law to ship narcotics into the country, even though they do that. When is enough enough? I mean, this is a classic constitutional crisis. Constitutional lawyer, founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran Stuart Rhodes joins us. Now Greenspan's talking about total implosion of the economy as if he's not behind it, as if the globalists aren't behind it. Why do you think that question I asked before the break before last, why do they want a civil war when for anybody who studied basic military history or can look at the numbers, they're not going to win a conventional war except if that's not their goal, if their goal is to wipe out the American government as well and the police for a second wave. Stuart Rhodes.
Yeah, that's a try possible. It could be a two-part program. One, like I said before, is you demonize gun owners and blame them for the economic collapse. And then during the collapse, you maximize the amount of demonization. And you get more folks turn, you know, you get people to be desperate and hungry 3 weeks without food. And then you go to them and say, turn your guns in for food and turn your neighbors in who have guns to get more, you know, more.
And that's
credit.
How the Soviets did it in the Eastern Bloc.
Right, exactly. So that's the, you know, gaming it, looking at it from their perspective, that's their best chance of getting the maximum number of Americans to turn on the gun owners and the maximum number of police and military to go along with it is to make it a nationwide Katrina where folks are really, truly desperate and hungry. That's why we've been beating the drums for people to get prepared in their counties, in their towns, you know, get squared away with food storage and commo and medical. Get squared away so that you're not desperate. Your neighbors are not desperate. So you can't just be a hide away, you know, prepper, the sole prepper hiding away in your basement. That's not going to work. You got to have food for your neighbors. You got to get them to prep. So you take away that pretext and that excuse and that desperation.
And you've got to politically get really aggressive up front to shape the battlefield.
Yeah, absolutely. They're shaping the battlefield right now, and we need to do the same thing. That's why we need to make sure we're as strong as possible in our counties. And then we need, of course, to work on the military.
And by the way, you corrected me. When I said 100 sheriffs, I knew it was above 200. What's the latest number?
It's 300 and counting. So more and more piling on. And so the other shoe that might drop, though, is, as you said, if they really truly want a full-blown civil war, that Americans are killing each other in mass quantities and the military split and fighting each other, and then you have the Chinese or somebody else coming
in. Yeah, that's the plan.
Right. That's what we really worry is the big picture game plan.
Well, listen, I used to hear all this former Army brass, guys that were assigned to the Joint Chiefs and stuff, say this like 15 years ago. I'm like, come on, that's not going to happen. Because there is a normalcy bias. I mean, even when I was somewhat informed 10 years ago, I couldn't believe this. Now, as you know, NLE 09, 10, 11, they classified 12. The FEMA training drill, they had 15 different countries training to, quote, take on American extremists. The Mexican government, the Canadian, the Chinese, the EU. I mean, there is the Chinese listed to deal with American extremists. They're actually planning it. That is so crazy. And the Chinese government came out, as you know, in the People's Daily and said, Obama, wage your war. That's a quote on the gun owners. We will help. I mean, they're even in their papers going, we're ready, comrade. I mean, that is so Twilight Zone to have the People's Daily. That article we wrote, because Paul Watson's wife's Chinese, she saw it and we got it translated. That you know, went viral. People were like, wow, the Chinese government says they're ready to help. I mean, it's...
Well, this is where I think, you know, they must believe that Americans are so vulnerable that they can get away with doing that, bringing in foreign troops, because nothing would drive Americans to the side of the patriot cause like doing that, like bringing in Chinese troops, for example. So it'd be like bringing the Hessians in back in the day of the founders. So, you know, but maybe they think they get it all figured out. Maybe they really believe that we're so soft and fat and dumb and happy that they can get away with this. We'll see.
I'm sure you saw, for new listeners, we can pull up the articles. Did you see that a month ago when the Chinese government, People's Daily, was saying, wage war on gun owners, we're ready to help?
Yeah, I saw that.
See, I can't even believe that. It's so over the top. I mean, it should be immediately arrest Obama right there. I mean, it's done.
Well, like I said, we're in the long train of abuses stage. And one of the wisdoms of the founders was is they maintained the moral high ground. I mean, there does come a Patrick Henry moment where you could say, you know, why are we waiting? We have to resist now. You know, there's like a sweet spot for revolution where you've gained as much momentum as possible. You're not going to get any stronger if you wait too long, then you become weaker. But I don't think we're quite there yet.
I want to avert anything physical. I think the fact that they're trying to start something physical shows how weak they are.
Right. They're running out of time. And so, you know, it's really interesting to see this. You know, everything's converging, and I think the window is short. That's why I told my guys, I said, look, you know, plan in 3-month spurts, a sprint from now until April 19th, get as prepped as you possibly can. It's not just about getting your public officials to declare which side they're on. It's also about you, the veterans and gun owners, making sure which side you're on, and then getting prepped. You can't just be willing. You have to also be ready and able, so to resist. And so, you know, focus on the full spectrum for preparation. And then if you get through that 3 months, nothing happens, well, then you just re-kick another 3-month sprint, working 3-month sprints.
I agree with that plan. California cop, this is one of the police chiefs in Emeryville at a press conference with the Chris Dorner situation, blaming the Second Amendment, saying, quote, a gun is not a defensive weapon. Only police should have guns. Here is the outrageous clip.
One issue that always boggles my mind is that the idea that a gun is a defensive weapon, that is a myth. A gun is not a defensive weapon. A gun is an offensive weapon used to intimidate and used to show power. Police officers do not carry a gun as a defensive weapon to defend themselves or their other officers.
What?
They carry a gun to be able to do their job in a safe and effective manner. And face any oppositions that we may come upon.
What the?
If it was a defensive measure.
What a kook.
Why did we lose 55 officers nationwide last year?
What does that mean?
Gun violence. And unfortunately, in just the 2 months of this year so far, we've lost 2 officers to gun violence in the state.
What a mindless ferret.
We deal with gun violence on a daily basis. We are asking and have been asking for reasonable regulations. Legal gun owner. We're asking for reasonable regulations that will help us.
Man, that is a kooky group of police up there on that stage. Stuart, what do you think of that bizarro statement?
Well, that's entirely wrong. Every police officer understands that they're not, you know, judge, jury, and executioner. They're only supposed to use lethal force in defense of themselves or somebody else.
Yeah, it's all defensive.
Yeah, well, but of course, this guy's really saying is taking the mask off and saying this is how they are starting to see things. But that's not, it's not lawfully correct. It's not how they're trained in the academy. But maybe he thinks that way.
What a nutball. And he must hate it that violent crimes dropped 49%. And you look at the cops in that gun control stage, they all look like idiots. You see all the pro-gun cops, they all look like tough guys. They're smart. They look you straight in the eye. And all the anti-gunners look like a bunch. They look like piles of steaming you-know-what. They look like fraudulent tyrants, and they can go straight to hell. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I didn't get to a lot of the news I wanted to cover today, but that's okay because we've been covering the big central issues of the economy and the attack on the Second Amendment. The fact that the establishment would go after the Second Amendment just shows you how desperate they are and how dangerous they are. I'll be on the radio 3 hours tomorrow, and I'll get to a lot of the news I haven't covered and whatever the latest news is tomorrow. Obviously, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, OathKeepers.org, a Stuart Rhodes excellent site. Over 300 sheriffs standing up saying they're not going to confiscate guns. Our biggest problem is this. You have a consortium of billionaires controlling trillions who are not free market, who are scapegoating all wealthy people for their crimes in an attempt to cause a cultural revolution they control through the media to destroy the middle class and knock out any competition to the elite, who are eugenicists as well, who want to target the giant mass of unwashed as they see them. And so, Stuart, that's my biggest threat assessment here, is that there is a knowledge gap. You know, it's taken myself 20 years to learn what I know. You know, you're a veteran yourself, constitutional lawyer, work for Ron Paul. You've got a high data level because you spend all your time on this. I'm not elitist saying I know more than the average person. It's just that I don't think even people that are halfway dialed in really realize how real this is. We're not up here with rhetoric talking about all this. I mean, DHS, as we were sent by Homeland Security leakers 4 years ago, is saying all gun owners are terrorists. Well, now that's public. They're saying all veterans are the enemy. And you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense unless you're an outside takeover force. Who's going to resist? Veterans, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, people that are willing to fight. They are fearing men who they know are not afraid to kill people or be killed. And then you got to ask, well, what is it that's so horrible that they're teaching police you will face veterans, there will be IED attacks, we are going to confiscate the guns, it's in the new Army field manuals. I mean, it's just so crazy because the program they've got might work if you and I and Ron Paul and countless others hadn't been active, myself for almost two decades and others. I mean, it's like they're running an attack program on us as if we don't exist when their mainstream media is already a shadow of us. I mean, I think they're drinking their own Kool-Aid, but that doesn't mean this is going to go well. My point is, this is a disaster. They're launching a sneak attack as if we're not fully awake, and we're fully awake and ready to go.
Yeah, well said. It's the same demonization campaign that you saw in Nazi Germany against the Jews, except that the parallel here would be if the Nazis were to demonize, you know, half of the German population. Those traditional Germans are a threat. This is what they're doing here. You see what I'm saying?
They're not going after 5% of the population. They're going after 60%.
Yeah, they're going after the heart and soul of America, traditional America.
They're going after 10 million combat veterans.
And their families. And all the gun owners, all the hunters, I mean, everyone who's ever grown up in the woods and hunting. And I know a guy who killed his elk in Montana at 960 yards. That's who they're going after. And there's guys like that all over the country. And you know, long-standing traditional American families where everyone has served in the military. And so all these current serving guys, where do they think they come from? Their grandpas, their uncles, their dads are the targets that they'll be, you know, told to go and fire upon. They're not going to do it. And so there's going to be a massive split within the U.S. military. And so I have to think that they're just overstepping. They believe in their own bull.
Well, remember Ron Silver, when the Clintons first got elected, the jets flew over. This is on record. He said, how dare them fly over the scum? And Hillary looked at him and said, that's our military now. I don't think these globalists... They understand sociology and things and anthropology and psych, but they don't get, they're a bunch of chicken neck wimps, and they look at the military formations when they land in a helicopter and think they really command that. The truth is those aren't your jets. That's why they want to go to drones and things. That right. isn't your military, you little pieces of crap.
Well, that's why you saw in the inauguration parade, the Marines had the bolts of their rifles removed from the rifles.
Secretary of Defense won't go anywhere where the troops aren't.
Apparently, they don't trust them. And this is what's interesting about, like you were talking about the police officer who they interviewed saying that, you know, guns are offensive weapons and they're not useful for self-defense. Then what a wimp he was. And you compare that to the sheriffs, like that one sheriff from Kentucky. That's a bad-looking dude.
Or the Milwaukee sheriff, all of them.
Yeah, I want to see what happens when they fight. It's going to be ridiculous. So, you know, I really think they must have some bigger plan in mind to have us starve out. That's what they must be planning, is such chaos that Americans starve in mass numbers, and then they come in and mop up after that. That must be the plan, because otherwise this is not going to work.
It's a bunch of Soviet-style Marxist professors sitting around with unlimited monopoly banker money planning their little game. And the good part about this is they've screwed us, shipping our jobs, regulations, shutting us down. That's been the bad part. The good part now is they're getting into the physical drilling down and making us their slaves, and that's when the fight starts. I'm sorry. They're just so delusional, Stuart.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I got contacted yesterday, in fact, by this guy, and I might just go ahead and disclose who he is, but he is doing an online Homeland Security class, and in the class, he was assigned by the professor to go find a current extremist and do a profile on them. So he calls me up out of the blue wanting to do a profile on me, and so I had him send me the criteria, this professor. And I'll send it to you guys, too.
This will be a big national story. Give it to us right now. What is it? What is it, like, believes in the Founding Fathers, believes in the Second Amendment?
It says in this course you will study the radical origins of the United States and how those origins shaped the current environment of extremism. And so they're basically like the SPLC has been doing.
They're pissing on George Washington.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they have to do. So they're demonizing everyone is a patriot from George Washington all the way up to us. And it's just really bizarre to see this. And so, like I said, I think you're right. It's ivory tower, egghead, Marxists who hate and loathe America. And now this is their wet dream of being able to teach all these police officers and military guys. And it turns out this guy's a military police officer. That's who this guy is. And he's taking this class. And so, I don't know if he's on their side or our side. I have no idea. But it's a good example, a good window into the brainwashing that's now.
Well, you'll send that to Paul Watson. We'll give you some emails. We'll have a big article out on it in the morning. Headline, Marxist professor demonizes founding fathers of police. I mean, there you go. Yeah. We're ready to hit him and hit him hard.
It'll be fun.
But I mean, you're right. Look, we're not here looking for a war. But this is what you'd expect an occupying foreign group to do. Demonize liberties, demonize veterans, gun owners, demonize the Bill of Rights. I mean, that's the bad guy. Whoever demonizes this is the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good perspective, is they're behaving like a conquering, occupying enemy, but they haven't conquered us yet.
They're idiots. They always overcalculate. Look, they always overreach historically. You taught history as well there at Princeton, or was it Yale? I forget. Which university was it?
It was at Yale. I was an assistant professor. I assisted a professor teaching a class on U.S. military.
Absolutely. But let's expand on that as we close out the transmission here. You're talking to the military and police. You're at crowds of 3,000-plus people. We have the photo for viewers. You were at a major gun show. There was giant lines just to get to the ammo. I know they have totally miscalculated and fumbled. But they could pull a false flag. That's my closing question.
Absolutely. Well, interesting, I had a National Guardsman come up to me today, and we did a little video interview of him. He said that his platoon sergeant, this is California National Guard, his platoon sergeant told all of the guys in the platoon that the first one of them who tries to obey an order to disarm the American people, he said, the first WMFers that tries that, I will shoot you myself. This is their platoon sergeant saying this. And so, this is in California. So, there's already, like I said, a dividing line happening. And many in the military are so incensed about this gun disarmament thing that you get a platoon sergeant saying things like that to his men.
It's just so crazy because I talked to the establishment intelligentsia. They think they're in charge because they earned getting there. They were put there by the mega banks that have unlimited currency to carry out this criminal act. So the enemy has the fact that we accept their fake currency, so they've got the money power, but they don't have the people power. They've got a bunch of morons working for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. They think that once they've tricked themselves or tricked us into putting them in power, that after that, that's kind of a mandate. They can just do whatever they want, and they're in for a rude awakening. They're seeing it in New York right now.
Well, it could blow up any day. We pray for peace, but we prepare for war. I'll say bye to you at the end of the show, Stuart. Get those documents. I want to get an article out at Infowars.com tomorrow. See our latest article, Homeland Security Buys 1.6 Billion Bullets, up at DrudgeReport.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.